You're listening to a DM podcast.
Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Likes. I'm going to confess I'm here with a guest. Samantha Howard, how are you?
Hello, I am very nervous.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous. I have left her waiting for the past 30 minutes. I monumentally fucked up this morning. And when I tell you, I thought I was just kicking goals. I got up, I did a stupid exercise class. I came back, packed lunches, organized for the kids to go left, right and center. I mean, we've got Bobby out in the foyer, but that's neither here nor this. And then I was like, we'll walk up, we'll drop Kobe because I've got all this time because I don't need to be here till 12. And then
bow, bow.
And then I was having a shower. I was taking my sweet ass time. And then I jumped in the car to leave and my producer was like, oh, just a heads up. I said, oh, is it cool if I bring Bobby in? And she was like, yeah, no sweat, no worries. Just a heads up, Sam's here. And I was like, what, is Sam a childcare minder?
Sam
like,
who?
Sam who? Like, what? And she goes, your guest. And I was like, oh, my fucking God, I haven't even left yet. Anyway, so we're off to a flying start.
Here we are.
So you were just sitting out there nervous as hell and I just let you fester in those nerves.
Yeah. You just elevated that for me, so thank you.
I am such an asshole. I am so, so sorry. Did you go for a little wander?
I did, yes. I did go for a wander.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, we're not here to talk about my fuck-ups, otherwise we'd be here all day. I really wanted to get you on the podcast for a multitude of reasons. Obviously, we have Instagram to thank for connecting us.
We do, indeed.
Did you start following me or did I start following you?
Yeah, I was actually thinking about this yesterday when I started following you. I think it was just before you had Kobe. Is when I found you.
So that would have been 2019. Yeah,
yes.
The beginning of that.
Yeah, so it was not long after I had my son Keaton in 2018.
Yep.
I think it was the start of 2019 is when I found you and started following you.
I was balls deep in stay-at-home mum.
You were indeed, yes.
Was I – wait, I would – oh, so you would have found me when I was pregnant.
With Kobe, yes.
Oh, and I was like a moo cow. Like all I did was complain. Which that was just my honest truth.
Yeah, and but that's what we like, right? Yeah. We like the raw, real honesty.
Yeah. I think even still today, people struggle to openly complain about pregnancies because obviously it is a blessing and it is a privilege to be able to carry children. But you know, the two things can exist as one. Like you can be very blessed and privileged, but you can also really struggle.
Absolutely.
And hate it, right?
We all have different pregnancy experiences, that's for sure.
Okay, so would you please tell the audience just a tiny little snippet about yourself? You don't have to. I can do it if you want me to.
No, I can do it.
It's very awkward talking about yourself.
It absolutely
is. I hate
it
as well.
I truly hate it.
Let's do dot points.
All right. Let's breeze over it,
yes.
Right? So we'll go back, working class, unconventional family dynamic growing up.
Yep.
Sprinkled with varying levels of trauma and life experience, as though I like to call it. I'm doing inverted commas. I was married and divorced at a very young age, but all of that being said has led me to where I am today, right?
Yep.
I'm very happily married. I have an incredible husband who, can I just say, teased me so incredibly about coming on this podcast.
Why? He's got his own podcast,
doesn't
he?
He's a podcaster. And he has tried for probably the better part of a decade to get me to go on his podcast.
Let's give him a shameless
and
plug quickly. What's his podcast
let's
called?
Let's do that.
Love
when
you.
He actually told me not to plug him.
No,
so
we don't have
sorry,
to.
Babe. Here we go. One Heat Minute Productions.
Yes.
His name is Blake Howard. He has a plethora of film podcasts, deep dives, audio documentaries into all things film.
So. Is that kind of what he does? does? Does he talk about movies and kind of deep dives into the meaning or like the storyline of
all
them?
Of the above, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it is really interesting.
Yeah.
If film is an interest and a passion yes. of yours, absolutely. Okay. Anyway, back
there you go, Blake.
Love you, babe.
Yep.
Two children, Hazel and Keaton, 7 and 5.
Oh my gosh, wait, is he starting school this year?
He is.
Two of your babies at
yes,
school.
Yes, I know.
How kids are you feeling? At school.
Really excited,
yeah,
to
good.
Be honest.
Yeah.
I did, you know, you obviously go through that sad stage yeah. of, oh my God, my kids are at school, they're yep. all grown up, but I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm really leaning into the me era
yes.
and the us era again.
Yes.
So I'm really excited.
And I think you know when they're ready, right?
Yes.
Like, I would actually be really nervous if Kobe was starting school this year because he's just not there yet. But yes. I think by the end of this year, I'll be drop kicking him through the school gates, right? And it is so nice when you
yeah.
start falling back into that me era
yeah.
and the you and your husband era because I mean, I'm guilty of, for 5 years, I put myself last behind
yes.
everybody else's.
Yeah. Let's talk about professional side.
Yes.
I've worked since I was 18 in the both retail and corporate spaces, but always relating to the assistant job family, coordination,
yes.
organising, planning, all of that type of
That's
thing.
That's why you were here on time and I wasn't, right?
Potentially, yes.
So did you do roles like PA roles?
Yes.
Because that's kind of like the support
yes.
person.
So I still, to this day, I have a corporate job. I'm an executive assistant.
Oh, amazing.
In the corporate world.
Do you do that 5 days?
No, I do it part-time. Now.
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
I do.
Yep.
Yes.
How exciting. Okay. What I would love to talk about today is you have started your own little business.
I have.
On the side, it's called Simply Organized Sam. Boom.
Yes.
My brain is like
Woo!
Scrambled eggs. So
Nailed
I was like,
it.
Do not fuck this
Nailed
up,
it.
Amy. I think there's people, and I think you are either very fantastic at being organized, or you're like me and you really want to be organized, but sometimes being organized stresses you out more, right?
Yes.
But talk to me about how this whole thing came about. Like, I know you did some courses. Is it something that you are really passionate about?
So, yes, I am passionate about
yes.
organization. I absolutely love it.
Do you
to
thrive
the nth
off it?
Degree,
yeah.
I thrive off it. I can go and have an absolute full-on day of organization with a client
yes.
versus a full-on day in my corporate job.
Mm.
And I can come home after my client job and be full of life and energy
yep.
as opposed to corporate office job and I just want to crawl into bed and not talk to anyone.
It's a little draining, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So organization for me is a passion. Helping others, you know, it's come naturally to me
yeah.
forever. You know, I've always leant towards the assistant
being
type
helpful
of,
and
correct.
Like
yeah.
making people's lives better, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because I've got, obviously I work with Lisa and she is very similar to you, like quite organized, loves cleanliness and everything to have a place. And I remember like 2 years ago she came over and I didn't let her at my whole wardrobe, but she did two drawers of mine. It was all my activewear stuff and
yes.
she rolled all my leggings into like this, I don't know, she did some weird Marie Kondo shit, right?
Yes.
And it was all my leggings rolled but then stacked. And then the next drawer was all the tops and the crop tops and the longer tops and it was raw.
So they're all visible?
So they're all visible. Every single one is
visible.
And
how much of a difference did that make?
For someone who is just a scattered mess,
yes.
I have maintained it the entire time. Even still to this day, it is maintained in that because it makes my life so much easier.
Yeah.
And I can like, now that I'm back into, after well and truly falling off the bandwagon there for a while, now that I'm back into my fitness, I wake up in the morning. I don't even I've also, she also color coordinated it for me. Like it goes in the colors of the rainbow.
Above and beyond,
above
Lisa.
Above and beyond. But like I know black's on the left-hand side and like my light colors are on this side. I can pick stuff out in the dark.
Yeah.
Whereas before it
Amazing.
Was just a shit show. It was just all just
yeah.
thrown in there. So I can absolutely understand the benefits of being
and
organized.
See, just those two drawers, that's one of the things that we try and give tips to our clients. Start small. Do
yes.
the two drawers, and you see how much of an impact just those two drawers are.
Yeah.
So imagine doing that bit by bit throughout your whole house, right? Oh. How much of a difference that can make.
I feel like is one of the biggest things you have to initially do is do a cull.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We do that together with our clients, or we yes. ask them to do that before, depending on what they're comfortable with. You know,
yep.
everyone's different. And that's, you know, another factor that I enjoy as well, because everyone has their own stories, their own backgrounds.
Yes.
And each space in your home, as strange as it sounds, has their own story
yeah.
as well.
You would die if you came to my house. Like, Ryan.
I'm coming. I can't wait.
Yeah. Please come. You'll be like, oh my God, I've got my work cut out for me. I am actually quite like, I have rooms that I need to be tidy. Like,
yes.
I absolutely, my non-negotiable is a clean kitchen.
Of course.
Pantry, I mean, maybe you can help me there. That can be a starting point, because that is
definitely
chaos in there. but Ryan, what I've realized about him is that he's a bit of a hoarder. So his mum, I mean, I don't know if it's his mum's fault, but like when we finally bought our house in Alfords Point, she rocked up with all these, like, you know, those big clear plastic buckets from,
yes.
I don't know, IKEA, Bunnings, wherever. And it had all this like footy memorabilia and school memorabilia.
Sentimental items.
And I'm like, my mum and dad did the same.
Yes.
My dad gave me an old film, you know, those black film things?
The rolls of film. Yes.
It was a plastic case and it had all my baby teeth in there.
Oh my God.
Like, my mum and dad did not throw out a single thing. And I took one look at it and did shit. What do you want me to do? Make a necklace out of that? Like,
do you know they do that?
That's a thing. What?
It's a thing.
You can make a
jewelry
necklace
out of your children's teeth.
Oh, that's sick.
Yes.
Don't.
I
what,
know.
Do they crush it down at least?
No.
Oh.
They preserve it.
Oh, man. Oh, what? You've just got like a set of chompers hanging around your neck. That's a no from me.
A no from me also.
Yes.
I have a family member that has their
the
teeth.
Necklace.
Love you, Lisa. but she doesn't have a necklace. She wanted to get it, but we drew the line. We said no.
Wait, is it so it's all her kids' teeth?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
So my dad brought over all this stuff, or basically left all this stuff behind. And it was like my kindergarten photos. And I'm like, oh, that's cute. Bin. I don't know. I'm not as sentimental, but Ryan's mum brought over these containers. And Ryan did a lot of traveling when he was younger. And when he was over, he did like a big 9-month backpacking tour all around the world. And he did this thing where he collected a box of matches from
every
place
location.
He went and
yeah.
lighters.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, cute. Okay. So there is literally about 180 boxes of matches and just the same amount as lighters.
Yes.
And I was like, that's really cute and adorable, but also like, let's get rid of them now.
Yeah.
Because
it takes up unnecessary space.
Right. And he was like,
yeah.
no, I don't want it. And I was like, well, what are you going to do with them? He goes, I'll just put it in the garage. And I said, so why not just get rid of them? Like, why not just get rid of them? Why are we keeping it? And he goes, oh, because when I have like a nice bar, I'm going to put them out on display. I said, what, you're going to put our 180 lighters on display in our bar? And he's like, yeah.
See, something I suggest
Ooh.
When there's things like that is take a photo and
get it printed.
Correct, yeah. You can display them all nicely, take a photo of it and display it as a photo, have it done as a canvas.
And then throw that canvas out
photo.
Too.
so,
Sorry, yep.
So many different ways to display photo memories these
yes,
days.
Yes, this is very true.
Right? So things like that, I often suggest to my clients is take a photo of it all. That's and that good. Way you still hold on to the memory. It's not, you're not getting rid of the memory. You can still display it, but it's not taking up the space.
I actually saw an app the other day and it was, you can take photos of all of your kids' daycare drawings.
Yes.
And then you can store it in like on in an app somewhere.
Yes.
And I was just like, why?
I know. I'm ruthless with my school art as well. Like the amount of paper that they come home with. My gosh.
But like, could you come home and I'll just have a line of brown text up. And I'm like, adorable, bin. Yeah. Why are you throwing my stuff out, Mum? And anyway. So talk to me. Is your house super tidy?
Yes.
Mm.
I'm sure from an outsider looking in, yes. Is it to
your standards?
Is it to my standards? Not always, no. But I've also got to be practical, right?
That's
I have two young children.
Yes.
I have two jobs. My husband has two jobs. You've got to be practical about it as well. So yes and no.
And I also find, you know, like when people, one of my friends, he's a sparky, but most of the lights in his house don't work. And like the professional chefs, they barely do any cooking at home, right?
Yes.
So there may be something to that.
Yes.
You're like so organized and structured in all, you know, both your jobs really.
Yes.
That you probably relax a little at home.
Yeah. It's not a shit show.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Like mine.
But it's also not as pristine as I would make my clients.
Yes.
Or
of
get
course.
My clients to.
So how did you think of taking this passion of yours and turning it into a business? Like, did you do any course? You did a course or something?
Yeah. So it was a conference. So Anita Burgess, owner of Mise en Place. Everyone has probably seen her on the Today Show.
Mise en Place. She sounds like a soup.
Yeah. It is French.
Yes.
And it does actually mean everything in its place.
Ah, nice. Is she French?
She's not.
Okay, whatever. No. That's okay. And she is like she comes to people's houses?
Yes. Yeah. So she is the queen organizer.
Gotcha.
She's had her business for a very long time. So she was doing conferences that basically gives you a look behind the curtain at what it is like to be a professional organizer, talks about, you know, start to finish, top to bottom, setting up your business, questions to ask clients, hints and tips, you know, uses her experiences and stories to give you sort of that behind the scenes look to see whether you like it or not, right?
And potentially start your own, right?
Correct, because, you know, you could like organisation and you could like having the structure and things like that, but not necessarily want to do it for a living.
That's right.
So
was it what, 2-3 days?
Yeah, no, it was just a day conference.
A
day conference.
Did you find it helpful?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then following that, we did a bunch of one-on-one time together. She's been an incredible mentor and guider to me. She's been an amazing support. And, so it took me some time to take the plunge, as it does with anything, right? Yeah, I took the plunge, when was it? Last year, May last year, I dropped down to part-time in my corporate job
and you
launched
put
my
out
little
there,
SOS
right?
business.
Oh, my God, I didn't even put that to that's very clever.
SOS. Yes.
And you're like waving the white flag and call Sam, please come and save me.
Correct.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Did you think of that?
I'm glad we just came to that.
I did not put those three words together, but that is very, very clever.
Thank you.
How good. Who was your first client?
Who was my first?
Like one of your friends or?
No, my first client was actually a client of Anita's that she referred me
nice.
To.
Yep.
And I went in and I did her pantry for her
yep.
and her kids' wardrobes.
Yep.
And it's been gangbusters from
ever
there.
Since. Well, I feel like especially in that kind of business, you're almost relying solely on word of mouth, right?
Yes.
You're relying on a job and you go out to the and kill it and that person being like, wow, this is the experience I had with Sam. She's bloody organized my whole life.
Yeah.
And then jobs fall into
Absolutely.
Place from that, right?
Yes.
And then socials, has that been helpful?
Socials has been incredibly helpful. Yeah. I'm not a natural like you.
I beg to differ. You don't even, you are not coming across at all nervous.
Oh, I'm glad because I'm very sweaty. Oh,
no, no, no. It's so hot in here.
It is quite warm.
It's like a dungeon. I say this all the time to Mandy, we need a fan, but anyway.
Not a social media natural by any sense. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable for me. Even still, it's, you know, been several months now and I'm still, I don't feel like I'm good at it, but we'll get there, right? It's a work in progress, always.
It took me over a year to feel comfortable. Like, there is something incredibly cringeworthy about talking to your phone.
Yes.
I have to only do it in the comfort of my own private bedroom or in my car.
Yeah.
Like, I take my hat off to these people that just walk along the streets filming themselves talking with everybody around them. Like, I'm
conscious if I record a story or whatever sitting in the car park of Bunnings or whatever and I'm like, oh God, can anyone see me?
Yeah, it's something that doesn't come naturally at all. But just keep at it.
I will.
I know you absolutely didn't even ask for this tip, but the one thing I will tell you about Instagram is when you are starting your own business, the more you feed Instagram, the more you get out of it.
Yes.
Just keep uploading photos, keep sharing like client testimonials, just plug it and it'll return the favor.
And, you know, I saw that firsthand from you graciously shared my page yours and I got several clients.
Yeah.
I've had several clients that I've gone out and done that are your followers.
Oh, I love that.
So I'm very grateful for that. Thank you.
I am all about spruiking the small businesses because I know like it is hard to like get yourself out there and you do sometimes just need a little bit of help. I do love being able to help small businesses kind of get off the ground a little bit more so than, you know, you just sharing and whatnot. Yep. So I'm glad it helped. Honestly, once we're going to start renovating our house this year and I'm hoping when we do that renovation, I am hoping that there's a huge call at the same time and then you could just move in with me for like a week.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Why not?
We could go through, you know, who's the worst?
Charlie.
My
daughter Hazel is also the worst.
It's like she needs to go to finishing school. My two boys will get up every morning, make their bed, fold their pajamas, tidy their room, and then there's Charlie I spend many nights in there cleaning her room and I'll always make her do it with me.
Yes.
She's this lazy little sloth-like thing on her bed. I don't have any space. I was like, okay, if we've got no space, let's just start culling.
Throw it out, yeah.
Anyway, I tidy a room and then it goes to shit the next day and I've kind of just given up.
Yeah, yeah. You have to keep persisting.
Oh, do I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look, Hazel is the same. She's the messiest person in the household.
She yep.
really is the messiest person in the house.
Makes me feel a bit better.
In saying that though, my kids do approach me now without prompting to do a toy cull.
Oh, what? What so, kind of wizardry have you, what kind of spells have you put on them?
So just because we've done it so consistently,
they
approach me now and say, Mummy, I think it's time to do a toy cull.
Wow.
Even if it's only 2 weeks after the previous toy cull, I'm like, sure, let's do it.
I mean, I do multiple toy culls. They just don't know about them. I walk around the house sometimes in like a rage, usually 3 days before my period. I'm just like, anything on the floor is going in the bin.
That can also be a much easier tactic.
Yeah. If I had to wait for my kids to say that, I'd be waiting till I was like 90. So, yeah, I'm run with that. But that's beautiful of your children. And what do? Do you just alternate or do you just get rid of and pass them down to
get
friends
rid
and
of,
family?
Get rid of. There's no alternating. I wouldn't
that's
be.
So good.
Yeah. Donate, throw out, just remove from my home.
Yeah. Let's just get rid of all that shit. So it's the brand new start of the year.
It is.
It's 2024 and it is prime time for people to want to kind of, kickstart the year, right?
Get rid of that Christmas chaos.
Yes.
Easter is so close this year.
Easter eggs already.
I know. It's
Hot
the end of
buns.
March this year. So it's not far away.
Shit.
So let's get on top of it, guys.
Let's get on top of it. I've gotten back into my fitness. I'm yet to get back. Actually,
I'm not there.
You look fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Sam and I used to do Pilates together, and I think we both fell off the bandwagon at the same time, didn't we?
Yeah, totally.
But you look bloody sensational. You've been working out every day.
It's just the caravan park.
Well, and also probably being so organized and being busy, right?
Yeah.
But what I was wanting to say was now is a fantastic time to kind of put some things in place, some
Absolutely.
Kind of structure in place,
yes.
so that you're kind of kicking off the start of the year
yes.
with a bit of organization, right?
Absolutely.
Now, before people send out an SOS.
Yes, we're so good.
Yeah. Before people call Simply Organized Sam, is there any small little tips and tricks or bits of advice that you could impart on these lovely listeners? Are there any tricks that you can share or little bits of advice?
So my two bits of advice, yep. like I said before, start small. Do your workout gear draw.
Yep.
Do your swimmers, do your undies.
Mm-hmm.
Start small. Do a drawer or a cupboard at a time and see the difference that makes.
Yes.
And my other piece of advice is one space at a time. So if you are going to start in your wardrobe with your undies drawer, with your workout gear drawer, do that space.
So you're saying
in
like
its entirety
yeah.
first.
So don't do your undies and your swimwear drawer and then move on to the pantry. Do the entire bedroom.
Correct. Yes.
Yes. I will say the other day I did my wardrobe. I culled all of these dresses and then I did four shelves that I've got mm-hmm. and all of my singlet tops are all folded. They're even color coordinated. Look at me go.
Proud.
Don't look in any of the other drawers and don't look in my bathroom. But I will take a note out of that book and maybe you have inspired me to go home and do my bathroom this afternoon.
Look at that.
Right?
Look at that.
And then if all else fails, guys, and you just can't be fucked or
Call
you
me.
Are time poor, send out an SOS. On the show notes today, I will put Sam's handle.
Yes. I am still available on the Mise en Place website.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea as well.
So, yes, there or Instagram.
And can I just ask, what days do you do that versus your corporate days? Like what days are you in or is it flexible?
It is flexible.
Oh, nice.
I try and lean towards Wednesdays to Fridays.
Yep.
But I am flexible. I can work with you.
Well, that is very good to know. But I just wanted to say thank you so much.
You so much.
No, don't be silly. I think everybody deep down wants to get, you know, some sort of organization put into their house because it does. It makes you feel calmer.
It really does. And it's just not about... It's not about the aesthetic. It's not always about the aesthetic.
No.
And that's a message that I like to explain to my clients as well, that it's so much about the practicality and the
yes.
functional side of things mm-hmm. as well, and how much relief and time it gives back to you.
Yes.
You know, it just have to be the perfect pantry or, you know, the fancy fridge or anything like that. It's got to work for you and your dynamic.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's so true. Just from my little activewear workout drawer organized.
Yes.
I mean, you don't even see that on display, but the practicality of that has saved me many minutes in the morning, usually when I'm running late. So
yes.
I totally understand that. It makes so much sense. I'd love to get my playroom sorted as well, like tubs.
Yes.
Is it all about tubs?
Toys are, yeah, a big drawer.
Yeah, there's so many toys. I had to put
so
a ban.
So many categories.
So many fucking categories. I had to put a ban on, like, my in-laws from buying toys at Christmas
yes.
time because, like, even my parents, like, someone bought a bloody recorder. Like,
oh.
They obviously hate me.
We got a recorder in we do what's called Bastard Kris Kringle in our family.
Yeah.
And we got a recorder in Fuck. That goddamn Kris Kringle.
Oh, no.
And the whole family loved it, of course.
Because yep.
they know how much it would affect us.
Yeah,
and
your mental health.
Correct.
Someone brought my kids whistles.
Ugh.
You know, the whistles like the umpires blow or like
Jesus.
The swim coach?
No.
Gives me like a
just
nervous
no.
twitch.
let me tell you, that recorder tactically disappeared.
Beautiful.
Very quickly.
In the toy col?
Yes.
Or just you didn't even wait?
I don't know.
Straight in the bin. Yeah. That's where you might find Ryan's lighters in there soon as well. All right. Well, I will wrap this up. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so sorry for being late. Hopefully the little tips have been helpful for people. And if you do need Sam, please reach out to her.
Absolutely.
I can confirm that she is a beautiful person and you would absolutely feel comfortable with her in your home. And I can't wait for you to move in with me.
Yeah, I can't wait. Sleepovers and wine and organisation.
Yes.
Good mix,
some
right?
Porn.
Woo!
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
see you guys. We'll see you next week.